This is the Georgia Psychological Foundation bringing you a mental health moment featuring Dr. April Coleman, an Atlanta-based psychologist who has expertise working with children and adolescents.
Anxiety is common in children and adolescents. However, anxiety can become much more concerning when it's taking over your and your child's life, leaving everyone within the family system in a state of ongoing stress. And it's really at that point where the anxiety may become a more consistent pattern, leading to your child being diagnosed with an anxiety disorder. According to the Centers for Disease Control, 9.4% of children aged 3 years through 17 years old had a diagnosed anxiety disorder between 2016 and 2019, and those numbers continue to rise. There are various ways that you can support your child in coping with their anxious symptoms. Refrain from overextending yourself and your child. We live really, really busy lives, but do your best to balance that structured time with that free time. And with that free time, that really means that you as a parent or caregiver are refraining from direction, correction, and criticism. It's just about being in the moment and allowing your child to just be a kid without any type of instruction or structure. You want to also model effective coping during your own stressful situations. You know, as parents, we also experience anxiety, but during our own stressful times, we must also model very healthy and effective ways of coping with our own stress. Our children learn from us, so it's important that we use things like positive self-talk, and that can just be as simple as saying, "I can get through this," even though it may be scary. This shows your child that they can also use positive self-talk to get through their own anxiety-provoking situations. So it's important that if you are dealing with stress, that you're able to handle it in a healthy way in front of your child. That doesn't mean that you can go behind the scenes when they're not looking and have a moment to yourself to just let it all out. You also want to be able to provide a heads up for your child. This is especially helpful for children who really struggle with the fear of the unknown and not knowing what to expect. So what you want to do is to be able to establish a routine and provide very clear expectations with rules and consequences. And you need to be consistent with following through with any of the consequences. This is especially helpful, especially for children who really thrive on routine. You can also use a heads up in a visual way where you have a calendar with like general ideas of times of when things are supposed to be helping. Preparing your child ahead of time is really essential in order for them to not feel as anxious about not knowing what to expect within their environment.